Mighty is the power of the cross. Behold the Lamb of God, the perfect sacrifice. Mighty is the power of the cross.
Welcome to the Cross at Kerrville program. The Bible says in Amos 9:11 and Isaiah 2:2 that God's tabernacle will be rebuilt in the last days by the Gentiles. Today, a type of tabernacle is being built in the heart of the Texas Hill Country at the same latitude as Israel. Approximately halfway between the Atlantic and Pacific Oceans on Interstate 10. This amazing outdoor tabernacle is not a church or a ministry. It is a free sculpture prayer garden, the Coming King Sculpture Prayer Garden, where thousands of visitors from around the world are experiencing the presence and power of God 365 days a year at the foot of the empty cross. This massive 77-foot, 7-inch, Core 10 steel sculpture is the most symbolic cross in the world. The spiritual accounts you are about to hear are real and are evidence that the scripture is true.
This is Roy Holly, your host for the Cross at Kerrville. Today we're going to share some amazing true stories about the cross in Kerrville, Texas, where the presence and power of God is manifesting every day to thousands of people from around the world. But first, let me introduce one of our sponsors.
Many wonderful companies have donated their time and services to build the Coming King Sculpture Prayer Garden in Kerrville, Texas. We want to thank and encourage you to support these Christian-owned businesses. Chensky Incorporated, Vocal and BEI Engineering, Guadalupe Electric, Gardens at the Ridge, Billy Long Enterprises, Watson Farms, Love Creek Orchards, Danny's Tiles, Newsom Sprinklers, Alamo Crane, Mike's Crane, Mid-Tex Pumps, Tenon Drilling Company, STI, Ecotech, Deb Steel, Eagle Bronze, Jeweled Steel, and Max Griner Jr. Designs. Would you please support and join these fine Christian-owned companies by making your own gift today to the Sculpture Prayer Garden so construction can continue? This is good ground to sow good seed. Thank you for your prayerful consideration.
Max, why is the garden drawing so many people now?
Well, Roy, the answer to that is probably because it's the Lord is up there and His presence is manifesting. And the Lord is everywhere. Everybody that reads the Bible, knows God, knows He's everywhere. But there are places on earth and throughout history where the Bible says He likes to show off. And this mountain in Kerrville, which is not a church, it's not even a ministry, it's just a garden, an art garden, but the art points to Jesus Christ. The scriptures are 77 Bible verses there that point to Jesus Christ. There's a big, giant, hollow, empty cross that symbolizes the resurrection, and then we have the sculptures around and prayer path, and it's beautiful, but it's the presence of the Lord that draws people in, and some people know it. And some don't, and they just show up and are surprised. But it's a place.
So it really doesn't make any difference whether you're a Christian or not. When you show up with this thing, the magic happens.
Yeah, no, it really does. The presence of the Lord is there, and
it's addicting. It's addicting.
Sure.
Because I've started, and I go at least three or four times a month, more if I can, maybe a little less, but it hasn't lost its. In fact, the people that follow me on Facebook. They know this because I post. I get so inspired when I get up there. I just got to take a picture of it. And I've taken 1,000 pictures of it, but and I have had people come back to me and say that they have gone because of what they've seen.
Sure, and see, different than other tourist attractions and gardens, people have returned 10, 20, 30, 40, 50, 100 times.
Right.
What other attraction do you visit 50, 100 times? It's because they're coming into the presence of the Most High God. And that's what's drawing people from all backgrounds, all denominations. And that's going to continue until Jesus returns on the white horse as the coming king.
Well, right now, while we got us talking about this, let's give the website out a couple of times.
www.thecomingkingfoundation.org. thecomingkingfoundation.org. So come see it.
And when's our office hours up there?
Well, the garden is open 7 to midnight. And so that's what you want to do. 365 days a year, it's open every day. It's free, non-denominational. It's not a religious deal, but it is a spiritual deal because the presence of the real God hangs out up there, and he shows off up there, and we have miracles, signs, and wonders, thousands of salvations. We have hundreds of thousands of people coming from all over the world, all 50 states, at least 68 countries. It's God. It's wonderful.
And the garden is beautiful. The actual physical garden, not just the statues.
Yeah, and actually, we actually have a garden now.
We have a garden there.
In the early days.
It's beautiful. We have people that take care of it. It's professionally taken care of, and it is outstanding.
Yeah, you bet. So,
come
and be blessed. Yeah, from wherever you're from.
Well, Max, share with us the miracle of the week.
Well, Roy, we, that mountain in Kerrville is becoming famous for having miracles, signs, and wonders. And the people that come after God touches them there, they go back home and they carry this anointing with them. And a lot of the miracles after they visited the garden into their life as they go, you know, leading their own life, these things follow them, the signs and wonders and the miracles. And I just, you know, one example of that is, you know, the lion sculpture, the big lion of Judah, has been on display up at the garden. And we've got it out there. It's not in its permanent location. It's on a temporary trailer until we raise the money for the Ten Commandments base. But anyways, I took this to that lion trailer to the National Religious Broadcasters Convention, and they set it out in front to 5,000 broadcasters. The top broadcasters in the world were there. And people started coming over to me and telling me, hey, do you notice that the trailer, top of the trailer, is being covered in this glitter, this Shekinah glory, that it's starting to sparkle? And sure enough, during the period of the show, which was about 4 days, God just sprinkled the top of the trailer, and it's painted black, you know, or dark brown, and suddenly you just look at it, and the presence of God, the anointing of God, was all around his Lion of Judah sculpture, and I didn't do that. And people were coming up to me, and then that was happening in the booth and stuff. But it's this presence of God when you carry it, and when, you know, things can carry his anointing. Paul's handkerchief carried the anointing of God, and throughout the Bible, the staff of Moses carried the anointing of God. God can anoint anything and any person. So as you go out into the world, remember, you know, you're a tool of the Most High God, and anything can happen. So when you have the opportunity to pray for somebody, you need to pray. And so that kind of thing is happening, and it's just one of the miracles that's happened related to the garden.
Right. We have Cindy Courtney back. She's got a great testimony, if you would share that with her.
Yeah, you know, previously, in the previous two shows, what you need to hear, Cindy shared about all the wonderful, amazing miracles and stuff that have happened to her up on the mountain at the garden, and how the cross and the garden changed her life. And her husband's life, and but there's a story before the story. And so what we thought we might do is, if she would, share some of what she was like before she met Jesus and before you came to the cross. Can you, Cindy, can you tell us some of that a little bit?
Yes, good morning. Before I came to the cross, my life, I was a lost soul, actually. It started out as a child. I'm the oldest of six, and didn't have a father. I remember him as being an abuser. And anyways, because of violence and destruction, that's all I was surrounded with. That's what I grew up to be.
As an early child, right?
As an early child, I was. The abuse started, the sexual abuse and the beatings. And as a teenager,
how old were you when that started, Cindy?
Around five.
Five. So you had to endure that starting at age five.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then my dad had left, so my mom had met someone else, and he also molested me and also beat my mom and beat me up. And my
siblings also, were they abused too?
Very, very bad. Very bad. So I turned to other stuff. Drugs was, you know, I didn't drink when I was a teenager, but I started out like smoking marijuana and doing ecstasy and other hallucinogenics, and it was an escape, you know.
Because you were hurting so much.
I was hurting a lot, and you know, I thought that was it. I didn't know any better.
And you didn't know God.
I didn't know God.
And nobody in your family was talking about God.
No.
So the devil was kind of running the show at that point.
Yeah, and then I got married, and I got married to an abuser.
And which often happens to those that are abused. They marry somebody,
and I still didn't know
abuse comes.
Yeah, and I didn't know God, so I was beaten, and then finally he left. So I was left alone with two kids, and then...
And how old were you then?
Around 18.
18 with two kids.
Mm-hmm.
Being abused.
Mm-hmm.
And alone now.
And alone.
And then what happened?
And I literally, the sheriff came and evicted and threw everything out. And I was
throughout your family, you mean?
No, all my belongings, threw it out in the street. I was homeless. And even then, just life was hard. I started to drink. And I lived a very a dark life, and I didn't want to show that to my kids, but I felt very dark. I didn't feel good about myself. Sometimes I wanted to die. I didn't feel good enough. I wanted something better, and I didn't know how. And so much has happened, but when I came to the cross, everything changed. And I know that it could change for whoever's out there, whatever hurt you're going through. You know, don't turn to drugs or prostitution to do whatever you need to do to survive.
Turn to Jesus.
Turn to Jesus. He's the only way. And I'm telling you, like an eclipse from dark to light, that was me. I am totally a different person. Sometimes I had nightmares, you know, of who I was. And I continue to go to the cross for healing because the devil will still try to steal. And just keep up your armor and keep praying. I didn't even know what a Bible was. And now I compare myself to Saul, who is Paul.
Transformed.
How has the cross experience affected your children?
It has. They don't live near the cross, they're grown. But when they come to Kerrville, we go visit and we pray. And there are stones where you could take a marker and write your prayer request. And we leave the cross so peaceful. We might walk in a little bit like dysfunctional, you know, but
problems. Everybody's
problems.
Got problems.
We got problems.
Kinds.
But leaving the cross, you just leave with this peace.
And you leave the problems at the cross.
Yes.
That's did it for. That's why he died on the cross.
Yeah.
So we could bring all of our problems, all of our sins, all of our addictions, and just leave it with him and look to him. And when we look to him, he makes us a new creation, which is what you are. You're an amazing new creation.
It's amazing. And I ask God to literally help me with any kind of addictions. And believe me, he did. I drank something and I got sick.
So alcohol doesn't work anymore.
No.
Right? Right?
No, and I don't crave it.
Right. You took away the addiction part of it.
Yes.
Craving.
And I crave only God. I literally get up every morning and I can't live without it. I want more. And that's what the cross has done to me. I have a favorite scripture, Philippians 4:13. I can do all things through Christ who has strengthened me.
Wow. That's amazing.
I'm speechless.
Yeah.
I know that sounds unusual, but I'm speechless.
And folks, there's probably a lot of you out there listening because this world is a wounded world.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, you may have had a rough upbringing like Cindy did, and you didn't know there was a God, or if you thought there was a God, you figured he didn't love you, and that's a lie of Satan. And, you know, God gives us free will, and that's the only way love works. You can't have love if you don't have free will, and in free will, people choose to do evil, and they hurt other people. But Christ died on the cross to undo the works of Satan, and that's why if you've gone through stuff like Cindy's gone through, you come to Jesus, you come to the cross. You can do it up at the cross in Kerrville, Texas. It's all up there with the scriptures and the prayers, but you don't have to wait. At the end of this radio show, we're going to pray a prayer of salvation and deliverance that you can pray with us, and you can get free today. And so the main thing is get to Jesus as fast as possible. And as soon as you do, you can see that he can turn ashes, you know, into beautiful flowers, you know, and that's what we have here, a new creation in Cindy, and it's just amazing to hear her story.
Well, Cindy, in your opinion, will God help anybody?
Absolutely. I feel that if you talk to him, he's there. He's always there, but it's up to you, and it's to reach out to him, and he will help you.
Max, any closing words, and how can they reach us?
Reaching us is good. Reach Jesus, though. That's the main thing, because he's the only one that can get these kind of serious problems solved. And as you can see, no matter how bad things can get in your life, when you cry out the name Jesus Christ, he will come to you, and he'll be there to restore your life. And so you can go to our website, www.thecomingkingfoundation.org, thecomingkingfoundation.org. You're welcome to come to the mountain, but pray, and then just find a Bible. They got them in Walmart. You know, just get you a Bible and read the New Testament, because he's there.
Sherry and Max Greiner, thank you. And Sydney Courtney, thank you for being with us.
Here's Sherry Greiner with our visitor's comment this week.
Hi, it's Sherry again, and I hope you're ready to hear some more comments, because I have some really good ones for you. Nelda Cantu from Corpus Christi said, Mrs. Ross, I thank you from the bottom of my heart for your beautiful prayer over me. Your presence near me brought me total peacefulness, and I pray that God will bless you as you pray over everyone. With much love and respect, Nelda Cantu. The next one is, I believe the Holy Spirit told me the sculpture prayer gardens are the exact opposite of the world's gambling casinos. People enter the casinos full and they leave empty. People will enter God's gardens empty and they will leave full. That is really a great comment that was left to us by Joseph Peck, and he's a friend of Max's. Rudy Q from Fort Worth, Texas, sent in on Yelp website, amazing monument. Hail to the King of Kings. Jesus lives. This is a major highlight of my trip. Very unique and special place to visit. Empowering. God is awesome. Love reading the scriptures on the ground. And we thank you for that comment also. Jamie from Missouri. My grandfather passed away this week. This was his favorite place to pray. Thank you for your obedience in building this. In his service, Jamie. The cross makes my trip to Lowe's much more enjoyable. It sure was nice to get a great view of it. Thad Marsh from Kerrville, Texas. And my last one for you today is anonymous, and they said, a wonderful gift. And we know why it's a wonderful gift. It's because we were given a wonderful gift. It was Jesus Christ. And so that cross will always represent him and what he means to us. And with that, I will leave you today, and I'll be back next time. Thank you.
Thanks, Sherry. We'll be back with more of The Cross at Kerrville right after this. Folks, this is Roy Holly again. When you come to Kerrville to visit the Coming King Sculpture Prayer Garden, you need to visit the Wyo Ranch Hotel in the Inn of the Hills, who are Friends of the Cross. Now, if you're looking for a unique Texas Hill Country experience, these two historic hotels are the place to stay and eat. The Griners and I think they have the very best buffets in Texas. Also, if your group needs a really unique, memorable place to hold your convention, conference, family reunion, or wedding reception, you can't beat these two beautiful hotels. The Wyo Ranch Hotel is within sight of the Empty Cross, about a mile away. To check out these two great hotels, please visit their websites, wyoranchhotel.com, that's Y-O-R-A-N-C-H.com, or theinnofthehills.com, that's I-N-N-O-F-T-H-E-H-I-L-L-S.com. Also, if you will tell your waiter or the hotel clerk that you are a Friend of the Cross, they will give you a special discount. Really? Hi, folks, this is Roy Holly. God called my friends Max and Sherry Griner back in December of 2001 to build a beautiful sculpture prayer garden to bring glory and souls to Jesus Christ. Since then, the Griners have given their time, talent, and money to see this vision fulfilled in Kerrville, Texas. Their generous donations have been made possible by the grace of God and by people like you who have purchased Max's original artwork since 1978. Max's copyrighted artwork includes drawings, paintings, sculpture, jewelry, Christian swords, and a line of high-quality art gifts in all price ranges. Today, Griner art is collected in all 50 states in over 65 countries and can be found in many prestigious institutions and collections around the world. Max's art has been owned by well-known Christians such as Billy and Franklin Graham, James Dobson, Bill Bright, Charles Stanley, Pat Robertson, Joyce Meyer, Chuck Swindoll, John Hagee, Paul Crouch, Jesse Duplantis, Oral Roberts, Governor Mike Huckabee, President George W. Bush, and Pope John Paul II, among others. If you would like to own or give a piece of Max's Holy Spirit-inspired artwork, visit his website, www.maxgrinerart.com. That's www.maxgrinerart.com or call 1-800-637-9651, weekdays between 8 and 5 p.m. That number again, 1-800-637-9651. Please help the Griners finish building the Coming King Sculpture Prayer Garden by purchasing a beautiful piece of Griner original artwork.
If you need a miracle in your life right now, God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. If He ever worked miracles, He still does. We can choose God's plan for our lives instead of Satan's. Pray right now with the Coming King Foundation founder, president, artist, evangelist, Max Griner, Jr.
God, I need your help and your miracles. I need you in my life. Make me a new creation. I surrender my life to you. Jesus, I believe you are God, the Son of God, who died for my sins 2,000 years ago on a cross. Fill me with your Holy Spirit. Baptize me with fire and power. Manifest your 9 gifts of the Holy Spirit in my life according to your will. I promise to live for you and give you all the glory for any miracles you work. Thank you, God, for saving and empowering me. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, amen.
If you just sincerely prayed that prayer with Max, you are now saved, born again, filled, and baptized with the Holy Spirit. Congratulations. Now get a modern translation Bible. Read the entire New Testament. Pray every day. Find a good spirit-filled Christian church and get water baptized. Also, would you please let us know about your decision for Christ?
Folks, this is Roy Holly again. If you are ever in the Kerrville area, just 1 hour northwest of San Antonio, well, stop by and see what God is doing at the Empty Cross. You can also take a virtual tour by visiting one of our 4 websites, such as thecrossatkerrville.org. This free garden is being built without debt through donations of Christians. Would you pray about making a gift to the Coming King Foundation so we can finish the 24.5-acre garden to bring glory and souls to Jesus Christ? All gifts are tax deductible. Thank you.